Cape Talk, the finance week that was.
Associate Editor at Scorpio, the Daily Maverick Investigative Units, Konati Manjanja joining me on the lines. Konati, did you grow up drinking your tea with condensed milk at all?
Who wants condensed milk when there's milk coming fresh from a cow right outside?
Be careful, Konati. There are families and communities in the Cape Flats who believe and swear on condensed milk as part of their beverage in the morning.
On the Wild Coast, I had my grandfather's kettle to milk every day. Nothing condensed about it.
There is something nice about warm milk fresh from the belly of a cow, isn't it? I have a great uncle who owns a farm.
It does not come from the belly, Africa.
I'm trying to be polite, Konati. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I've got a great uncle who owns a farm in the Eastern Cape, and whenever we visit it in December, I mean, once you get over having to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go do the milking, you really just delighted, obviously, in the milk that was coming out of that udder. As you're saying, it's been another extraordinary week in South Africa, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, where shall we begin?
Africa, I sent you my headlines. Now let me find them and read them for you because you took me off guard here.
I do apologize. Oh, I found them. Radical economic transformation in full force as steel demand hits 10-year low while electricity production is lower than 10 years ago.
Oh, yes. Axel Omito said yesterday when it published its results for the year, it said demand for steel is less than it was 10 years ago. Comrades, that's how far back we are, and very fast. We're going that back very fast. Demand for production and production steel is used for infrastructure. Because there's been no infrastructure development in this country for the past 10 years, that's how low demand is for the steel. We're not building roads, we're not building bridges, we're not building anything. Demand has fallen so much that ArcelorMittal has been trying to find new routes, new markets for its steel into the African continent, but it's got a big problem there, logistics. But also, there's a lot of imports coming in from Japan, coming in from Pakistan, coming in from China of steel. About 20% of the market is supplied by imports, which displaces the local product. I don't know, Africa, how this works. It is cheaper to ship in a container of steel from China to Johannesburg than it is to rail that steel from Durban or from Johannesburg to Durban. That's where we are. But alongside the low demand for steel, Eskom said in its results presentation this week that it has produced only about 202,000 gigawatt hours of electricity. That is the same amount Eskom produced in 2007. Africa.
That is super scary, is it not? Truly, truly is. And Mark Barnes.
12-year low production for electricity.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do in infrastructure without steel. There's nothing you can do in infrastructure without electricity.
This in a week when we are reporting the highest unemployment rate since, a decade ago at 29%. That's the official unemployment rate. It's staggering, really. Mark Barnes becoming the latest CEO of a state-owned entity to quit in less than 3 months.
Yes, Mark Barnes yesterday, the post office announced that he's leaving because he's disagreeing with the shareholder. Of course, he's only an employee as a chief executive. The shareholder, which is the government, said, we will separate Post Bank from the post office in order to give Post Bank a banking license because the Post Bank as is qualifies for a banking license from the Reserve Bank because it is adequately capitalized. But the group post office is not, and we will therefore have to separate this. If you insist on having the post bank and the post office together and you want a banking license, you will have to recapitalize Post Bank to the tune of 4.1 billion rand. Mark Barnes said, oh, okay, then I'm out of here. if you're not going to put the group, the bank and the post office together so that we can deliver mail as well as offer financial services products, there is no point. All the successful post offices in the world have a banking arm to them and thus are doing great job. Now, he becomes the third chief executive after Agamani Hadebe left. The 31st of July was his last day at Eskom as chief executive. Vuyani Jahana has also left South African Airways. And these are, I must add, Africa, some of the best chief executives these utilities have had over the past 10 years. Yes, I say that's not a very long time, but in the lives of these entities, very long time. Because deliberately stupid people were placed in positions that they could not do anything about. And boards of those companies were placed to do the exact opposite of to really milk the companies to bankruptcy. And Mark Barnes raised his hand in 2016 and said, "Mr. President, I'm not applying for a job. I want to fix this post office for you." At that point, the company was totally bankrupt. It could not pay salaries. It could not meet all its financial obligations to suppliers and to employees. As Mark Bunch leaves now, the post office has got 1.8 billion rand in cash at the bank. It has settled all its debt. It was owing about 800 million rand when he came in. And mail delivery is up to date, but being the state, it is indeed allergic to good people.
Which is so disturbing. Let's finish off with a look at our neighbour, Zimbabwe, increasing its electricity prices by up to 500%, further fueling inflation.
Yes, the finance minister in that country said yesterday, we will increase with immediate effect by between 300% and 500% per kilowatt hour. The price of electricity, you can sit down, don't worry, you're not going to fall off the chair here. It will cost a maximum of 5 US cents per kilowatt for households, which is about 75 cents South African rand per kilowatt hour. You and I are paying 102 cents per kilowatt hour, but that will further inflate that the economy of Zimbabwe. Inflation will really go out of hand. But again, we don't have to worry because no one will be buying electricity because there's no electricity available in Zimbabwe. Only about 6 hours per day do people get electricity.
Imagine that. Sikhonathi, thank you very much indeed. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Sikhonathi Manjanja back with Kino Kamiz next week, Friday.